come a long way, come a long way.
That's the voice of Finn Greenall. As a musician, he's truly come a long way. He spent a decade making his name in the electronic music scene as a producer and DJ before taking a sharp turn to singer-songwriter. In 2006, he released the first album with his band, Fink. Their latest album is called Hard Believer. It's the fifth studio album with guitarist and drummer Tim Thornton and bassist Guy Whitaker. I asked Greenall how his collaboration process with them has evolved over the years.
Well, they're staring at me right now through the control room screen, so I have to be nice. In the early days, in 2006, I was very much an electronic producer trying to be a singer-songwriter, so I was a control freak. I had to relinquish my control freakery to, if I needed a drum beat, I'd ask Tim to do the drums. If I needed a bass line, I'd ask Guy to do the bass line. It's lovely to share the burden with two of your closest friends.
Oh, it's already. Oh, not as heavy as before. Come along.
You know, the title track, Hard Believer, it's a bluesy, soulful, and for me, a little darkly catchy tune. Tell us about writing Hard Believer.
I just wanted to write a song about having faith in yourself, and sometimes the creative process, half the battle is persuading yourself. Come on, man, you know, don't think about the judgment, just get it done.
I can see the light coming.
It's easily one of the favourite moments I've ever put on record for me. It's a live take in the studio, and I hope that people can hear the belief in that recording. We were really believing in it when we did it.
A live take, Embrace the Blues, it's a great tune. Some singer-songwriters can be so sort of overly earnest, you want to whack them with a wet noodle, and you guys just never go there, so thank you for that.
Thank you, thanks for saying that. I get asked quite a lot in interviews, you know, where'd you get all your material from? I think they think I'm just a serial data just to get dumped to get material, you know, and it's just life.
This is a song about somebody else. So don't worry yourself. Devil's right there in the details. You don't wanna hurt yourself. Don't look too close. Don't look too close.
Then you've switched gears big time in your career. I mean, you started out as a club DJ, an electronic producer, and you gained a pretty big international following. Tell me a little bit about that transition when you decided to sort of hang up your headphones and start to write your own tune.
It was a long transition, and I was signed to, and still am signed to, Ninja Tune Records, a big independent kind of European dance label. And, you know, in the 90s, the whole electronic dance music thing, it was a revolution to us. We bypassed the industry and made our own records. And, you know, for 7 years, I didn't have a manager or an agent or a lawyer. And I don't know, it came to a point where I was doing gigs as a DJ and kind of not loving it. And if music's your life and you fall out of love with it, then that can be a pretty difficult space to be in, you know. So I was lucky enough to work with Amy Winehouse in the early days before she was signed, and just making beats for her and writing songs with her and hanging out. And sometimes dance music is a lot of sitting in a room on your own, clicking a mouse. And working with Amy was the absolute opposite of that. And after sort of 10 years of being part of the revolution that was trying to kill off the song and kill off the band, I kind of suddenly realized, I kind of get it now. So yeah, I spent 3 or 4 years kind of retooling and teaching myself to sing and play guitar and write. And we actually told the record label that the guy singing on the record was actually an American kid that I'd found who was 20 and looked like Brad Pitt, obviously, something like that. And we didn't tell them it was me at all. We wanted an honest feedback on it, you know. And it was only when they needed to start arranging tours and live gigs, and our first single, Pretty Little Thing, was kind of pretty big, and we needed to do TV and all that kind of stuff, that they said, okay, let's meet this guy. And I was like, yeah, it's actually me. And the CEO literally fell off his chair.
That's amazing. He was literally fell out of
he
his chair.
He literally fell off his seat. Yeah, he was
suddenly
kind of,
this famous electronic music label is putting out a singer-songwriter.
Pretty little thing.
I'm speaking with musician Finn Greenall. His latest album with the trio Fink is Hard Believer. You know, dance music, you know people are into it because they're getting up and moving. When you're up there doing, you know, another song off the new album, it's a different kind of feedback from the audience. They're not shaking it on the dance floor per se. I guess I'm curious in terms of audience feedback, how are you getting that when it's so different from when you were a DJ?
Absolutely, it's totally different. And instead of judging it with everybody moving around and making a lot of noise, if everybody's completely silent, you know that something's going on.
You sort of develop your own mental, emotional applause meter. You know what the audience is sort of saying.
Absolutely. I mean, you can feel it. And I remember the finest moment I think we've had on stage with applause was we did this concert with the Royal Concertgebouw Symphony Orchestra in Holland. We were super nervous with this 100-piece orchestra, and we came on stage very nervous and played a track called Berlin Sunrise.
Berlin Sunrise.
With a symphony orchestra, which we learned, there wasn't any options of Finn's decided to do an extra ending, so everybody just jam along. It's really not an option. We finish the track, and then because in classical music you don't kind of clap after each track, there was a pause of about, I don't know, it felt like a minute, but it was probably like 2 seconds. And then we got this beautiful, enormous round of applause.
Awesome.
We just knew that the audience had kind of almost breathed a collective sigh of relief too.
You had as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All of us, all 5,000 people and the band and the orchestra kind of went, phew, okay, this is going to work out. This is going to be good. And that was a beautiful moment, really, really wonderful moment.
Finn Greenall with the band Fink. Their new album is Hard Believer. Finn, it's been a real pleasure.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, Eric. Thanks for having me, man. Cheers.